Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Here on this Total Request Thursday, it's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Noel McGraw. He's on the other side of the glass. We'll talk to him coming up in a few minutes. NBA Finals resume tonight. Thunder looking to close it out at Indiana and the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton, status up in the air. Said if he can walk, he can play. Indiana, according to reports, planning on him not playing. And if he can't go, and if he's at like 60% like he was in game 5, T.J. McConnell gives them more of an upside to possibly win. Siakam's going to do his thing. I guess you're going to have to see Mathurin go off like he did earlier in the series, Miles Turner. But you'd have to think that OKC is going to come out of here and go for the jugular and finish things off in 6 games. But Indiana, you've counted them out before. Here they are still standing, but they're staggering. And game six, coming up at 8:30 tonight. Halliburton goes. He's going to have to go full on Willis Reed. Yeah. And by the way, Willis Reed only played like 5 minutes in that game, but he hit a couple jumpers, set the tone, and then the Knicks blew out the Lakers from there 55 years ago. But game six tonight. Speaking of the NBA, the LA Lakers, speaking of the Lakers, being sold by the Buss family for $10 billion. $10 billion to Mark Walter, who's got his hands in the Dodger, bunch of professional sports franchises, but he's got it like that financially. Buss family, which I guess means Jeannie Buss, will continue to run the team, and they'll have 15% controlling interest in the franchise. But her father, Dr. Jerry Buss, bought it from Jack Kent Cooke back in 1979. The Lakers, that is. And the Forum. For $69.5 million. Sold him for $10 billion. Jack had Cook come from Canada and got himself involved in the Lakers, and then he bought controlling interest of the Redskins, as they were called at the time, from Edward Bennett Williams back in the mid-70s. EBW would then buy the Orioles and run them, unfortunately, to his passing. Until his unfortunate passing, I should say, in 88, and he helped get the thing rolling for Camden Yards. And then Cook bought the Redskins in totality in 79. So he divested himself of the Lakers, and then Jerry Buss took over, and they've become, you know, they always were an iconic franchise, yeah. But they've certainly leveled up with Magic, Kareem, the Showtime, and then the Kobe and Shaq era, and they won the bubble title a couple years back with LeBron and the rest. But $10 billion, the highest price for a sports franchise. It's just insanity.
I was reading something, Bob, where they said if the Cowboys sold now, it'd be like $15 billion.
How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Bob, was Jack Kent Cook? Who was the one who took it from Minneapolis to L.A., the Lakers?
I don't know if it was him, to be honest.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honest with you. But he tapped out. Yep. You know, then the Redskins won 3 Super Bowls on his watch. In the 80s, and then he sold it. Well, that's a story that Vinny's all too familiar with, and it is what it is. And then Jack Kent Cook passed away in 97. Mm-hmm. He built that monstrosity that's in Landover right now, Raul John, what it was called, you know, one of the worst stadiums. And I've been there. I can speak from experience to try to get into that dump. But now they're going to get a new one. But $10 billion. Think about this. Look, the Orioles sold for what? $2 billion, $2.5 billion? When Angelos bought him for $200 million, you talk about a return on the investment, but $69 million turns into $10 billion? What an enterprise this thing is.
Yeah, and the thing is it's probably smart by Jeannie Buss, because I'm guessing that the influx of cash that they're getting from the Dodgers owner, they can go spend. Because, I mean, look, the Dodgers, they have unlimited funds.
Well, you got salary cap in the NBA, but it's easy to navigate it, it seems.
Yeah. Well, like in the NFL, cash created cap. So they have a lot of cash now.
Yeah, in the NBA, there's only, what, certain number of players on your roster. I mean, towel waivers make $20 million a year. In the National Basketball Association. But anyway, congratulations to them as yet again in the news cycle. It is the Whip Around Video at 81.057 The Fan. This day in Orioles history, the Orioles beat the Boston Red Sox 1983 at Juneteenth here. Eddie Murray hit 2 home runs. Singy drove in 2. Sweet swing and Kenny Singleton. Jim Palmer went 5 1/3 for the win as the Orioles beat both Sox there. 2016, more Nolan's era. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Orioles beat the Toronto Blue Jays 11-6. Matt Wieters, 4 for 5 with a homer, 4 ribbies. Jonathan Scope, 3 for 5 with a homer, 3 driven in. Chris Tillman picked up his 10th win of the season. He was 10-1. And then a year ago today, Oriole Park, at Yankee Stadium, Orioles beat the Yankees 7-6. Cedric Mullins drove in a run in the 10th, then scored on an error. We'll get into that with the Yankees current day. In the AL East report, Ramon Arias went yard. Ryan O'Hearn hit a tattoo ribbies as the Orioles beat the Yankees. Craig Kimbrell blew the save but got the win. Good for him as the Orioles handle their business. A year ago today at Yankee Stadium, 7-6. And in the NFL, former Raven, former Alabama All-Pro, former Jet. Announced his retirement from the National Football League. If you're wondering who it is, well, listen to this.
A 4th and 10, and here they come. Mayfield's pass is intercepted by Mosley, and the Ravens are going to take the division.
That's CBS on the call, Jim Nantz, C.J. Mosley. That's the end of the 2018 regular season. C.J. Mosley's pickoff, Baker Mayfield. Yes, Baker Mayfield ended that game, and as you heard Jim Nantz say, Ravens would win the division. Lamar Jackson's rookie season. That was 7 years ago. And that was C.J. Mosley's last regular season game with the Ravens, because the Ravens would lose to the Chargers in the playoffs. Then he signed the big deal with the Jets. And, you know, five-time Pro Bowler, 11 years in the league. I mean, he had a strong career. I don't know if it's Hall of Fame worthy, but C.J. Mosley, hard to believe it's been 11 seasons since he was drafted, but hanging up the old cleats here.
Now, my buddy was a linebacker coach at the Jets, and he loved Mosley. You know, he said he's like a coach on a field, great guy, you know, super, super smart and everything, but he talked so highly of C.J. Mosley. I mean, it hurt the Jets when he was not in there because he was such a leader on the field.
So, C.J. Mosley, congratulations on an outstanding career and still a young man with the next chapter of his life that he's going to have to take care of, and I'm sure he will. We'll come back. Mike Bordick, Royal Hall of Famer, joining us. Talk about that loss last night. Look ahead to tonight with Charlie Morton and the Yankees series. And was it irreparable damage blowing an 8-0 lead? I don't think so, but it still stunk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.